Good morning, Wesley family. It is so good to see you. It is first time to have live stream service instead of public service. I feel kind of weird, but I see some of people, and I'm really appreciate our worship team and tech team so that we may have live stream service. It was a tough decision. Yesterday morning, leaders of our church gathered together in the morning, and we made a prayerful discernment process and decision. We love you. We love one another. For the safety and protection, we made this decision. But nothing can stop us worship God together. So I'm going to ask you the same question and statement that every week I gave you. So I'm going to say, you are at the right time, in the right place, with
the right people.
Amen, I can still hear you. If you want to share your prayer request or joys, please send me a text right now, and I'm going to share your prayer request and joys together in our worship. And during the Lenten season, I really want to encourage you to find one thing to do and one thing not to do, to self-examine yourself and focus on God more and more every day. And now, let's turn to God and worship together.
Good morning. Please join responsively to our call to worship and praise. Come into God's presence with thanksgiving.
Worship the Holy One with joy and thanksgiving.
Let us sing to our God.
Make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Come into God's presence with thanksgiving.
Worship the Holy One with joy and thanksgiving.
Our opening hymn is O God, Our Help in Ages Past, number 117, verses 1 through 3 and 6.
O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, still may we dwell secure. Sufficient.
It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. Well, I received nothing yet, but I have a few prayer requests. Please remember Janet Perry. During the week, she had thyroid issue, and it caused her body weak and high fever. And she is now in the hospital, but probably, I mean, she's now stable and she's going home today. Please remember her in your prayer. And also please continue to help the people in Nashville, Tennessee, who got affected by the tornado. They lost their beloved one and their property, and some of them lost their churches. So please remember them in your prayer. And also continue to have the people who are suffering from the flu and the virus. It's everywhere. That's the reason we have live stream worship now. So please remember the people, so many people in our country and around the world. And also remember the people who are fighting, literally fighting, the nurses and doctors and staff and research people. Please remember them as they are fighting the virus to save the people. So we have a few people. Do you have any joys and concerns? We have many prayer requests, but it is my joy. No matter where you are, we have worship. We worship God together. No matter where you are, we worship God in one spirit. That is my joy. So now, let's turn to God and worship together. Gracious God, we come before you with honesty and humility. We sometimes have no greater expectation than getting through the day. We sometimes get lost at work, in our relationship, under the pressures of life. And we sometimes become impatient and afraid, especially in this season. God, be patient with us. God, you are calling your people on a journey, just like the Israel people. The life for us sometimes like the wilderness. They grumbled and complained, and at some point of our life, we also grumble and complain, questioning your presence in us. We are not perfect, God. But we know you love us and you listen to our prayer. For that, we give you thanks. For good and bad, God, help us to be together in one spirit, praying for one another and caring for one another in your name. We pray for not only for those family members of this church, but also for your people around the world. There are so many people now who are suffering from the flu and coronavirus. God, we pray for your strength and healing into our lives. Strengthen their immune system. Touch their body. Touch their spirit. And let them feel your presence in their lives. And let them know that you surround them. You embrace them with your loving arms. And let them know they are not alone, but surrounded by our prayers and support. And also give wisdom and strength to the medical teams and staff as they are fighting the virus to save the people, your people. So now we ask for your healing presence, comfort, wisdom, strength, and hope. God, every day we need you. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our children, let's sing together Jesus Loves You, This I Know, and invite them. Come on. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones who belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you, the Bible tells me so.
Good morning.
Louder.
Good morning.
Awesome. We're social distancing, sitting on cotton balls, aren't we? And we're all sanitized, so we're all good, right? All right, we just sang a song talking about Jesus, and it says that Jesus does something to us. What does Jesus do for us? What was that song we just sang? Jesus loves. Jesus is love. Jesus says, I am love. And Jesus has other things that he says that he is for us. Do you know any of what they might be? Jesus says, I am love. I am, anybody out there?
Bread of life.
The bread of life? Jesus says, I'm the bread of life.
Good shepherd.
The good shepherd. What else does Jesus say I am?
Redeemer.
Redeemer. Have you heard that word before? It means he saves us.
The way.
The lamb.
The way.
The way. The way. The way, the truth, and the life. Jesus says that he's a lot of things. And I'd like to tell you something that Jesus, in today's scripture, says that he is. Jesus says, I am the gate. Do you see in that picture? If I could, it's not big enough to show you all, but I can give you one afterwards. Jesus, there's a great big stone wall. And what's inside of the stone wall? Lambs. And who's sitting in the doorway? Who's sitting in the spot that you would enter? Yes, God or Jesus is sitting there. Jesus says, I'm the gate. And Jesus opens the gate wide for all who would believe in him to come through into the safe place that he provides for us, he protects for us, he becomes our light, he becomes the truth, and he becomes God's love. And I love that picture because nothing can hurt the sheep. And when Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd, he's telling us that he takes care of the sheep. He will give his life for the sheep. Do you know who the sheep are? The sheep are Mila, Ellie, and Sadie. The sheep are Pastor Paul and your mom and dad and me and Andy and all the people. Oh, and Jeff. Everybody you see here, and also everyone you see at school, at a grocery store, at Disneyland, anywhere you go that we can't go right now, everyone you see, every person created, Jesus wants to take care of them like his very own precious sheep, and he will do anything to protect them and love them. So today, instead of candy, because we can't pass it around to other people, I'm going to give you a little kit, and inside the kit, there's one of these little guys that you can make and take. You can take it home and make it. And it's a sheep, and it's got today's Bible verse on it. And it's on the back, it says, Jesus said, I am the gate for the sheep. Who are the sheep? Yes, us. I am the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. We know Jesus by coming to church. We know him by praying to him. We know him by singing songs about him, about being his love for others. So Jesus is the gate, and he's all those other things that everybody mentioned, the bread of life, the way, the truth, the life. And we are his sheep. So I'm going to say a prayer, and you guys can repeat after me, all right? Precious Lord, thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you for being the bread of life. For being light, the way, the truth, and the life. And for being the gate, Lord, that lets us enter into eternal glory. May we be that light and love for others, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, number 138, verse 1. Our scripture reading is from John chapter 10, verses 7 through 11 and 14 and 15. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come into and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. We are having a sermon series on focusing on John's Gospel. And I really want to encourage you to read the Gospel of John during this Lenten season. Actually, it's not taking that long time. Maybe every day, 10 to 15 minutes, that's it. During the Lenten season, 10 to 15 minutes a day, you may read and meditate the whole Gospel of John. So please consider reading John's Gospel. Let me just remind you that John is not primarily interested in giving us a report or an accurate account of what happened in the life of Jesus Christ. What he wants us to see is, who is really Jesus? Who is he? And what does Jesus mean to us in our daily lives? He probably knew there were already Matthew, Mark, and Luke written. So with this aim, John's Gospel sounds different. Different from the other Gospels. And we find his primary aim in John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31. It says, "These were written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing you may have life in his name." Amen? Amen. So John's Gospel is a book with a specific purpose. That's why John sounds a little bit different from other Gospels. And one of the major premises of John's Gospel is that in Jesus, God has come to us in human flesh. God walked among us to show us that we are meant to be like this, meant to be like Jesus Christ, when we are meant to live our lives with faith through the life of Jesus Christ. So invisible God is made visible through Jesus Christ. It sounds like a sacramental life. With a loving God, we ought to live our lives as a loving presence, not fearing presence. I think that speaks to us, especially in this season. And second premise is, when we trust in Christ, when we decide to follow him, we find life in his name. And that is what we are going through. What you're going to see in Jesus saying, "I am, I am." In John's Gospel, we may find seven Jesus saying, "I am. I am something, I am something." And we talked about that 2 weeks ago, and I want to read that with you. So let's read it together. "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. And I am the gate of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm the vine, and you are the branches." All of these seven words indicate who God is. And through these seven Jesus saying, John is saying, we will receive life. The life through Jesus Christ. So in our scripture reading today, we have two of them. "I'm the gate of the sheep. I'm the good shepherd." And these two have to come together. And you might be wondering, saying, "Okay, I get that. Jesus, he's the good shepherd. Then what about the gate of the sheep? What does that mean? The gate." About 20 years ago, I went to Australia for about a month. And during that time, I stayed for a couple of days in a farmer's house. And he was a sheep farmer. And actually, he didn't know exactly how many sheep he had. It was a huge, huge farm. And every day, he had a newborn sheep somewhere over there. And he said, probably 52 or more sheep. He had alphabetical order, 26 groups, about 200 for each. And he had a fancy, endless fence around his huge land so that he didn't have to go there every day. And actually, he went there just once or twice a month. Think about that. That's really cool. You work just 3 or 5 days a month. That's it. Really cool. But let's think about that. In Jesus' time, most of Israel, it was dry, still dry and rocky, everywhere. So shepherd had to move here and there every day to find any grass and water to feed their sheep. Any fence? No, they don't have that luxury. No way. They have to walk and sometimes run every day. Then how do they protect their sheep in the wilderness? How do they protect their sheep from many predators such as jackal, hyena, or coyote? It was a wilderness. There were many predators. Something was already ready to eat them. Maybe daytime sheepdog would be helpful, but what about the nighttime? The shepherd, they didn't have any house. Okay, it's 5 p.m., let's go home. Done? No, they don't have that one. They didn't have home. They didn't go home, leaving their sheep in the wilderness. They stayed in the wilderness with their sheep. And in the nighttime, think about it. If you leave your sheep in the wilderness, your sheep would move little by little, little by little, eating some grass here and there, and finally they would move all the way far away. Then, what do the shepherds do during the night? They find a cave, or they make some kind of fence around, with rocks around you, so that the sheep don't move away. And the shepherd sits down with their staff at the gate of the cave or the fence to protect their sheep from running away and to protect them from many predators. And that's the way they sleep at night. When any predators approach the shepherd, they protect the sheep, risking their own life. And they lead the sheep next day to another grass and the water to feed them. It was like working 24/7, 24 hours a day. That's the way the shepherd become the gate of the sheep. And part of what I think it is amazing is the Greek word for the gate. It is also translated to door, gate, and door. With that idea, Jesus is the gate and the door of our life. In life, during our life journey, there are so many kinds of door we can choose to go in and out of. You know what? When I was little, I loved Sunday morning. Yes, I love my Sunday school, but Sunday morning, I watched television show every Sunday. And there was a television channel, AFKN, American Forces Korean Network. My hometown was just 10 miles from American Forces, so I could catch that one. And 7 to 8 a.m., there were cartoons. I love that. Tom and Jerry. And Snoopy. Oh, yes. And 8 to 9, there was a television show in which a man showed up and said, door number 1, door number 2, door number 3. Have you watched that? Oh, yes. You remember that, right? That is called Let's Make a Deal. Let's make a deal. Behind one of those doors, there was a great prize, just like an expensive paid vacation or a brand new car. And another one was like sort of, okay, yeah, that's fine. And the last one was like something you may think, what am I going to do with that? Right? Let's think about that. When Jesus says, I am the gate, the door of the sheep, the question is, which one? Door number 1, door number 2, door number 3 in our lives, which one would you like to walk in? When our faith journey, there is pain, hurt, brokenness, and loss. But behind the door that Jesus stands in front of, there is abundant life. And he says, I have come so that they might have life and have it abundantly. And he talks about behind the other doors, he says, the thief. The thief came to steal and destroy. But I came that they might have life. When we walk through the gate and door of Jesus Christ, everything else should be different, and it's going to be different on the other side. Everything else is change. In your life, there are so many doors in our lives, and we need to choose, and we need to walk through. And every day, you and I, we make decisions, so many kinds of decisions. And which door? We need to ask ourselves, which door am I going to walk through? Which one is the one Jesus is walking with us? I made that decision when I was 15 years old, and that changed everything. It changed everything. How I look at my life, and it changed when I choose my job. It changed how I look at money, how I look at the influences and purpose of my life, and it changes how I look at my marriage and faith journey with Jesus Christ. Even the death, someday I will experience. All of those changes when you walk through the door with Jesus Christ. Let's think about this a little bit further. We all know Psalm 23. It starts, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." God is our shepherd, and we are the sheep. Jesus Christ is our shepherd. He leads us in our lives. And sometimes we use this metaphor when we talk about our political and religious leaders. In Ezekiel chapter 34, God says, "You, shepherd of Israel, who have been feeding yourself, should not shepherd feed the sheep, but you eat the fat. You clothe yourself with the wolf, and you slaughter the fatling, but you do not feed the sheep. You have not strengthened the weak, you have not healed the sick with the fence and with the force and harshness. You have ruled them, and your sheep are scattered. My sheep are scattered." You hear God's frustration with the religious leaders and political leaders in Ezekiel's time because they didn't care about the sheep. They didn't care about their neighbors, but they only cared about themselves. And God says, "I am the shepherd, and I'm going to send the new shepherd." Let's think about that. What does Jesus do? Jesus strengthens the weak. Jesus heals the sick. Jesus binds up the injured and brings the people back to God. And Jesus searches for the lost. And Jesus is the shepherd of all. Good shepherd. And Jesus wants us to be like him wherever we are, in our home, at work, in school, in our community. Jesus wants us to be a good shepherd like him, especially in this season. We can make a call. I don't want to meet extra people, more people, or reach out people face to face or touch. But you may make a call. Pray for them. Support them. Jesus clearly wants us to be a good shepherd like him in our relationship. Jesus wants us to be a loving presence with our prayer, support, and companionship in our faith journey. In the book of Revelation, Jesus says, "Listen, I am standing at the door of your life. I knock, and I want to come in. I want to come in your life. I want to go with you. I want to walk with you. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you and you with me." And in this case of metaphor, Jesus is inviting us to come through the door where there is Jesus. And I wonder, are we walking through the door with Jesus every day? Are we walking through? Are we choosing the door or following other door? Jesus is speaking to each one of us. Come and walk with me, and I will lead you, I will change you, and I will send you out to the good pasture. Listen to my voice. I'm the good shepherd. Amen. I want to repeat what Jesus says. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. And I lay down my life for the sheep." This moment, we present our lives, ourselves before God, saying, "God, I belong to you. Lead me and guide me. I offer myself, my life, my gift before you." Let us have a moment of silence in prayer.
Dedication. Eternal God, source of healing and wholeness, bless our lives and our gifts that we may be Christ's promise of living water for the world. May all who are touched by today's offerings be bathed in the goodness of God's life, grace, and hope. Amen.
Let us sing together, "Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us." Verse 1 and 2, page number 381. Please stand as you are able in your body or spirit. In one spirit, no matter where you are. Let's pray. As a community of faith, let us remember that God has blessed you and me, our community and the people around us and the world. We are gathered together in one spirit, And we are called to love in Jesus Christ's love. And we are truly blessed to be in the door of Jesus Christ. And we are called to bring this love out to the people in our community and beyond. So now, go forth in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Thank you.
I thought it went well for the first time. Usually, yeah.